How can we step off the treadmill of busyness and discover true productivity? Where can we find space for our souls to breathe?
Welcome to the Unhurried Living Podcast. I'm Alan Fadling.
And I'm Jem Fadling. Many of us are hurried, and hurry is costing us more than we realize.
We invite you to join us in the life-giving patterns of Jesus so that you can enjoy more creative energy.
Together, we'll learn to rest deeper, live fuller, and lead better. Thanks for joining us today. Today is actually the last in our five-part series where we've been responding to your answers to our poll question, which is, what is the biggest challenge you face right now in living a more unhurried life?
Yeah, we received a whole grouping of answers that were all about life seasons, stages, and transitions. You know, we have the mom with young children at home trying to figure out how anything resembling an unhurried life is even possible.
Right.
Or there's the student who's away at college who feels the pressures of both school and family issues at home. We have the parents of college students who are feeling the effects of the empty nest. Or there are those in the sandwich generation caring both for aging parents and for children at home.
Yeah, we've also heard from people who say that they can't meet with God in the same ways they used to. They keep working at an old practice, and it just doesn't seem fruitful anymore. Or they simply cannot make their way to what used to fill their soul. This conversation about seasons, stages, and transitions can help us at any point in our lives. I remember at one point, well into my 30s, we were talking and I realized that we kept using the word transition. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, it feels like we're in another transition. We came to the realization at some point that life was transition. We were always moving from one season or stage to the next. So maybe our lives aren't about settling into a destination as much as continuing on a fruitful journey.
So in terms of addressing this theme, rather than coming up with dozens of specific scenarios about people facing, you know, particular seasons or stages or transitions, what we're going to try to do is give a vision for the overarching reality of what these seasons can feel like. One challenge, for example, is that we try to carry standards or expectations or even practices from one season into the next. We're tempted to see our lives as monolithic, that, you know, what works for me now will work for me always. You know, for example, early in my Christian life, I absolutely loved reading through the whole Bible each year. I did it year after year after year. I couldn't get enough. And those were beautifully formative years. These days, though, if I were honest, I've often ended up feeling like I had spiritual indigestion when I've tried that kind of practice. I've needed deeper interaction with smaller portions of Scripture. I've needed in this season to return again and again and again to simple, deep truths. And then there's the matter of transition, of moving from one place to the next, one season to the next, one life stage into the next stage. It feels unsettling because we've left a familiar place where we had some level of security, and now we're entering a new place we've never been. What will it look like to enjoy the presence of God here that may look different than the last season? I might be tempted to say, you know, spiritual people do X, where, you know, X is some practice that's been very meaningful to me in the past. But X might not work in your next season. So let Jesus be the good shepherd that he is, even when it comes to ways in which you might walk with him and enjoy his presence.
Well, I thought I would talk about a particular season of my life going way back as a young mom. I had a toddler and a nursing baby. And I began to experience God differently than I had as a young married woman with no children, right? So
sure.
We all say, no, duh. Going from dinks to children is a major transition. Any of us in life stages where we find ourselves as caretakers can hear about an unhurried life and think, yeah, that'll never happen, not in this season. I'm just trying to take a shower and put on fresh sweatpants today.
Yes.
So let's go back to a memory of me sitting in a rocking chair in my bedroom. I was nursing one of my sons, enjoying the bonding that happens during that time. And I remember very distinctly a small voice whispering in my ear, you know, this counts.
Hmm.
I had been accustomed to following my good Christian girl to-do list fairly well, but all of that went out the window moving from one child to two. I loved being a mom, but I could not figure out how to spend time with God the way I had before. You know, this counts, I think, was God's gentle way of saying, I see you. I know what season of life you're in right now. This moment with your son, this is how I feel about you.
Mm.
The care you are giving him is good and right. This counts. I am with you, and you are with me. So every once in a while, I would hear the whisper again, you know, this counts. It may have been a worship song that was playing in the background or a word of encouragement from a trusted friend. But God was showing me that we were together and relating in far more ways than I was giving, quote, credit for. I didn't have the vocabulary for it then, but I see that now as my initial awakenings into withness, a real live version of Emmanuel, God with us. My season of life at that point made me tired, scattered, and seemingly out of control of my schedule. But God wanted to show me that being with him in the midst of my very real life mattered and it counted. So even though this story is about me as a young mom, not everybody gets the chance to be a young mom.
Mm.
I believe the principle works for any stage or season. Yours might be a heavy season in your job. This counts means that God is creative and he is not time-bound. We can encounter God in any and every moment if we practice noticing his presence. And this is a great relief for those caregivers trying to find that moment alone. And, Alan's going to do this, we have a suggestion for those who need a break.
Yeah, so this idea, this cultivating a practice of noticing his presence, what has helped us really in every stage of our adult life over the last nearly 30 years now, has been getting an occasional time away in solitude and silence, if possible, you know, a block of 2 to 4 hours or even more if you can. It's not just me time, you know, but it's simple, focused, openness to God time. It's what we call unhurried time with God. Now, back in that season with little kids, we would give each other that time by caring for our sons so the other could meet with God. And we certainly didn't do it perfectly, but we did our best to have a rhythm of unhurried time month by month. And the challenge of arranging our schedules like that was more than worth the effort.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't have a spouse or a relative that can help you, maybe you can swap with a friend, or maybe you can even pay for a babysitter or a parent sitter to make that space for yourself. If you're a caregiver for aging parents or for little ones, having a time of refilling and refreshment is necessary. You know, the airplane cliche about putting on your own oxygen mask first when flying is true in day-to-day life as well. Unhurried time with God is like putting on your oxygen mask so that you can help those next to you with theirs. And so in order for this idea of, you know, this counts to have a solid foundation, these soul-filling times are critical. I know it sounds impossible at times, but with a little work and a little bit of creativity, you can make some time for yourself and God. Think of it as a holy invitation and not as a luxury that you just can't afford in this particular season or stage. Now, in no way do we want to presume that we know or understand your unique circumstances. There are likely all kinds of dynamics at play in your situation. What we do, however, want to encourage you is to find a way to really take good care of yourself and your soul so that you can continue to be able to give good care to the people close to you.
Yeah, so again, here's our two ideas we've given so far. First is, let the small things count in the midst of your regular day, whether it's 5 minutes of silence, a few verses of scripture, a worship song, the random encouragement of a friend, lovingly gazing at or playing with your child or grandchild. Real moments of this counts. Also, we're suggesting that as best you can, enact a monthly pattern of just a few hours of unhurried time with God. Give yourself grace in this process. We know your life is full. There are lots of needs around you. We know that. You are doing so much to help your loved ones. Let God show that same care to you. Let yourself receive so that you feel you have more to give. So now let's talk about the seasons of our soul. I'm going to share another story because I like stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
So most mornings, I walk our dog Lex. If you follow us on Instagram, you saw his cute little face. I walk him up and down our neighborhood street. And a while back, I noticed that one of our neighbors was getting rid of some shrubs in front of her home. So as time progressed on my morning walks, I saw the dirt being prepared as the dark plastic went down and the bark chips went on. And then one day, small plants were laid in a couple of nice rows. I could tell that it was the start of something lovely. But soon after the flowers were planted, we had an unseasonable cold snap, which we don't have here, actually.
Orange County, we don't get too many of those.
And more than half of the flowers actually wilted and died. So as I walked past the dead flowers that morning, I wondered to myself if I, like my neighbor, had ever tried to begin something new when the time wasn't quite right.
Yeah, you know, our culture sort of trains us to believe that our vocational life, for example, should always be getting bigger and bolder and better and broader. We should always be expanding and we should always be busy. But if you just take a look at seasons in nature, you realize that there is a time for everything. And so as we continue to move into this new year, it may or it may not be time for you to begin something new. Our souls don't always follow the pattern of the calendar seasons, but we can recognize that this idea of seasonality can help us discern what season our soul might be in. And so instead of trying to force some kind of resolution that may not fit you, why not set aside a bit of time to meet with God and just listen? See if you can discover where you are in your journey. Maybe God has some unique invitations for you that fit exactly where you are right now. Now, each of us ebb and flow in and out of seasons, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, even relationally. And it would help our souls greatly to pay attention to these movements and to work along with them.
Yeah, so here are a few seasons of the soul questions that might help you discern where you find yourself. So, is it summer? Are you basking in the sun and enjoying the pleasure of activity? Is it a time of energy and recreating, recreation? Is it fall? Is there a bountiful harvest in which you get to participate? Are you bringing in the fruits of your labor? Or is it winter? Have your branches been pruned? Are you quietly waiting as your roots dig deep and redirected sap replenishes your soul? And finally, maybe it's spring. Do you sense new life, new possibilities, and new growth? See, God meets us individually in each season. He certainly isn't requiring a tree in the winter to bear any fruit. And a tree blossoming in spring isn't thinking about pruning yet. Sometimes we place expectations on ourselves that don't match our season. This can lead to discouragement, frustration, and even sometimes hopelessness. So, of course, We can be in one season in one area of our lives and in a different season in another area, but you might be able to determine an overarching season that represents where your soul is right now.
Yeah, and let's say it again and maybe even a little bit more specifically. You know, if you're in a winter season, it is not helpful to be out in the orchard looking to fill your basket with fruit. If, on the other hand, you're in a harvest time, a fall season, well then, by all means, let yourself enjoy the fruits of your labor. Make time for gratitude and thanksgiving. You know, I hope you get the idea. With grace, let yourself be exactly where you are and walk with God in that place. Welcome the invitations that resonate with the season in which you find yourself. I love these lines that come from Psalm 119 in the Message version. They say, God, teach me lessons for living so I can stay the course. Give me insight so I can do what you tell me. My whole life, one long, obedient response. See how hungry I am for your counsel? Preserve my life through your righteous ways.
That is so good. I love that phrase, my whole life, one long, obedient response. You can tell that's Peterson, right? Because he says a long obedience in the same direction.
Yes.
Has some of the same echoes. So good. I wanted to let you all know, I've created a free downloadable PDF for you to use in one of your upcoming times with God. It contains journal prompts to help you ponder your current season and your connection to God within it. You can access this resource by going to unhurriedliving.com/seasonspodcast.
Yeah, so that's unhurriedliving.com/seasonspodcast. I hope you'll go and get a hold of that. I think it'd be very helpful for you to put what we're talking about in this episode into some personal practice.
Yes.
So here are some final thoughts and reminders for all of you who may be in a transition or may find themselves in an unfamiliar stage or season.
So first, we suggest acknowledge that seasons, stages, and transitions exist and that they are a part of life. Don't resist where you are. Learn to embrace it.
We also encourage you to watch your expectations. Learn to practice flexibility. Let yourself be creative. Put healthy rhythms for your spiritual life into place.
Right. And practice a mindset of this counts. This is about the classic idea of practicing the presence of God.
And no matter what season of life you may find yourself in, make time for unhurried time with God. If you're a caregiver of any kind, get the help you need to make that happen. This is a necessity for your spiritual and for your emotional health.
And remember, it's not always about bigger, bolder, and better. There is actually a season for everything.
And be mindful of the current season of your own soul and embrace God from that particular place and mind that place for all it's worth. So now, those of you who listen to our podcast know that we are creating a worldwide conversation at the intersection of deeper spiritual life and broader personal influence. That's what we mean by unhurried living. And so in an age where hurry, distraction, and busyness are rampant, we share a different message. Rest deeper, live fuller, lead better. And we need your help to keep this work going, to make it better. So we're inviting you to join us as a partner on Patreon.com.
Yeah, we want to release the same high-caliber, high-value episodes to you, but with even more excellence. And we want to create even more conversations and prayers and interviews and five-minute retreats for a more gracious, thoughtful approach to your life.
Now, our podcast will always be free to all listeners, but by subscribing to Patreon, you can help us. Your monthly subscription helps us grow our team, pay for the hard costs of producing this work, and it makes it possible for us to spread our message globally. You can partner with us for as little as $1 a month.
Plus, depending on your subscription, you'll get access to some resources and opportunities available only to our patron community, like a copy of our talking points and notes for each episode, access to a members-only Patreon feed, an extra 10-minute inside track after episode podcast where we unpack the podcast theme even further. And those are fun because we get a little more personal, share our lives just a bit more on the topic. You can also help us choose topics and respond to questions for future episodes. And you would get a 20% discount for all of Unhurried Living online courses.
Help us produce the work you already love. Become a subscriber today. We thank you in advance for becoming part of our patron community. So head on over to patreon.com/unhurriedliving and become a patron today. That's patreon.com/unhurriedliving.
Thanks again for joining us. We're so glad you're part of this community as we learn together to rest deeper, live fuller, and lead better.